get wired, then you're listening to M7K. You're listening to Wired.
This is Wired Tech Podcast. M7K and Speak Your Mind.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 10 of Wired Tech Podcast. I understand last week there was no podcast being uploaded. It's kind of iffy. You may hear a podcast here, you may not. Schedule gets a little different, gets a little tight. So here's episode number 10. I want to start out with talking about this awesome computer, awesome handheld computer. Looks just like a PSP at first sight. Really cool looking computer. It's the Asus R50A. Really awesome. It's a UMPC, which is an ultra mini personal computer. Really, really cool. This little thing here is about $2,000. It's really crazy. Let's see. It's got a 1.33 gigahertz processor, a gig of RAM, a 32 gigabyte solid state hard drive. It's got a 5.6 inch screen, I should say, at a resolution of 1024x600. It's got 3 USB ports, a micro SD slot, a wireless keyboard, and an external DVD reader and writer. So crazy. Here's the connectivity here. It's got 802.11bg Wi-Fi. I wish it had N. Bluetooth and 3G. Oh, that's pretty cool. So basically, it's a UMPC. It's the R50A by Asus. It's quite a bit of money. It's really crazy. Really small. First impressions on this. It's got a fingerprint scanner, it seems. It's what I'm looking at here. Really cool. It runs Windows, of course. I mean, you obviously wouldn't do much with this, but if people looked at this, they would think it was a PSP or something like that. I think that's really cool, the fact that it's really small like that. Would I go out and buy it? No, because basically it's not my type. I don't really like UMPCs at all. It's really just not really, it's kind of hard to explain, but it's just really not my type of, type of computer. It's not, moving on. BlackBerry Storm. I've been giving you some updates on this. It's for the United States and especially near my region. I don't believe it's out. But the BlackBerry Storm comes to Vodafone today. I've been thinking, about this whole BlackBerry Storm thing. It's not launched here. It's launched out somewhere else. I don't really understand why it's being held back in the United States. I've seen commercials, BlackBerry Storm coming soon, but I've been talking about the BlackBerry Storm for a long time now, and I haven't seen it in stores. I haven't really heard anything much about it at all, actually. But I don't know what's really happening. But like I said, I will keep you updated. BlackBerry Storm is an awesome phone. I mean, I'm not gonna lie about that. It's really cool. Okay, here's something that I've been thinking about. If they launched it anytime soon, then I think not only people will be more happy, but I think I would be more happy. Not just because I'm going to go buy it, just because I constantly keep giving updates about it, and I just finally want it to release, basically. So, I mean, if it's anywhere on anybody's area who's listening right now, send me an email or give me some type of update. I would like that, and I'd really appreciate that. So, moving on. Actually, I was thinking about buying a camcorder or getting one for Christmas anyways. Thinking about getting an HD camcorder. I had a camcorder once, but yeah, lost it. I was young and stupid. But I'm really looking forward to buying a nice HD camcorder. And looking around Best Buy and stuff, I haven't really looked too much into it, but if anybody has any good suggestions on good, camcorders that shoot HD, low, not too expensive, then just let me know, or I'll just go out and start looking. But and I will keep updates on that too. I'll let everybody know if I do end up getting it. It'll be around Christmas time if I do get it. So I'll keep you updated on how it is and how everything works. But yeah, enough about that. I was looking around the other day about Zune, because I have my iPod Touch, as everybody knows. But the Zune, I was looking around, and it's. I bet. I'm guessing it's selling in a Future Shop, which is like a Best Buy in Canada, for just $99. That's $82 in U.S., but it's 99 CAD, which is, I'm not sure what the CAD stands for, to tell you the truth, but and that's $50 less. excuse me. It's $50 less than what we find here. And I guess in just 6 days it's going up to 149 CAD. The Zune, I don't think it should be as really as much as it is. But I don't know. I just really don't like the Zune all that much because of what it doesn't have. I mean, yeah, it's got the wireless syncing, which that's probably the best part about it. But there's some things that I'm not too sure about, really. Just really don't know about the Zune. I don't know, but I just thought I'd throw that in there really quick. Just about the Zune in Canada. But oh, here's something. Okay, here's something I found not too long ago. See, I have these all saved in my archives or whatever you want to call it. It's the AS ROX Instant Boot, 0 to Vista in 4 seconds. See, I'm guessing some BIOS update for select MOBOs promises to boot XP or Vista systems 10 times faster than standard PCs. So about 3 to 4 seconds from full shutdown, you can basically boot your computer up from 3 to 4 seconds from a full shutdown. Now, that is pretty fast. I'm not sure. About, I don't know if this is released or anything. This is supposed to be an update or something, a BIOS update. I haven't read too much about it, so yeah, I haven't read too much about it, but apparently, in select PCs, there's supposed to be an update to boot your computer faster. So if you guys are annoyed with Vista, see, I just don't turn my computer off. I just put it on sleep mode. So that's all I really do. Okay, there's some really fun, just really cool stuff out there. I don't know if you guys heard of the what is it called? The Rovo or something like that. It's a little remote control little toy, I'm guessing. And the Rovio, it's the Rovio driver. I was looking through my iPod Touch the other day, and found this application. It's called Rovio Controller. Basically, what you do is you download this application from your iPhone or iPod Touch, and these little Rovios, which are like little remote control toys, I'm guessing, you are able to control them with your iPhone or iPod Touch. So it's like a remote control for your remote control car, your little Rovio. So it's pretty cool. if you want to check this out, just go to the App Store, just search Rovio, and it's pretty cool. It's made by WowWee. It's an internet-based, or it's a browser-based, I should say, interface, and it's, I don't know, it's got like the controls on it, you know, up, down, all that stuff. It's cool. And it's actually a free app. I'm just reading now, it's a free app. So if you have a Rovio, little Rovio guy, and you got an iPod Touch or iPhone, go get this free app. You can control it wirelessly with your iPhone or iPod Touch. I think that's pretty cool. If I had one of these things, I would do it. I think it's pretty cool. So, you know, today is going to be a really short episode. Just to keep in mind, I haven't really got in touch with Speak Your Mind for the last few episodes. I'm not sure where he is. But I have to get a hold of him to get the podcast back up and really kicking off the ground. But anyways, this will be the end of episode 10. So, really short episode, guys. I know I really try to shoot for half hour. But you know, it's going to be short. So, this is going to be wrapping up episode 10. Thank you all for listening, even though the podcasts haven't been as strong. I'm putting these out here for you guys so you guys could enjoy something and so I can enjoy something to do, you know, technology-wise and things like that. So, thank everybody for listening.
My computer won't sync to my hardware.
I need help. Thank you.